Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today, we are looking at a safe harbor that can simplify things for smaller property owners. It is called the Small Taxpayer Safe Harbor. The regulation is TRIES, Reg 11263A-3H, issued in 2013. Here is the situation this safe harbor is designed for. You own a small building. You spend money on improvements during the year. Running the full betterment, restoration, and adaptation analysis on every expenditure takes time and effort. For very small amounts on small buildings, the complexity may not be worth it. The Small Taxpayer Safe Harbor offers a simpler path. If you qualify, you can elect to deduct improvements that fall within the dollar caps without a full capitalization analysis. Let me walk through the qualifications. First, your average annual gross receipts for the prior 3 years must be $10 million or less. This limits the safe harbor to smaller businesses and investors. Second, the building you are improving must have an unadjusted basis of $1 million or less. Unadjusted basis is generally what you paid for the building without reducing for depreciation already taken. Third, the total amounts you spend on improvements for that building in the year must not exceed the lesser of two amounts, $10,000, or 2% of the unadjusted basis. If you qualify and you want to use a safe harbor, you make the election on your tax return for that year. Here is an honest look at the limits. The $1 million basis threshold cuts out most commercial investment properties. A warehouse, office building, strip center, or apartment complex typically cost far more than $1 million. At that point, the safe harbor is not available. Even for smaller buildings, the dollar cap is tight. 2% of basis on a building with a $500,000 basis is $10,000. If your improvements for the year exceed that, you are over the limit and the safe harbor does not apply. For the many property owners who cannot use this safe harbor, a cost segregation study is the right tool. A study creates the component level record you need to run the full repair versus capitalization analysis. When improvements must be capitalized, the study makes sure they go into the fastest available depreciation classes. And when components are later replaced, the study gives you the documented basis to claim partial disposition losses. The Small Taxpayer Safe Harbor is a helpful simplification for the right situations. It is just not the right fit for most significant commercial investment properties. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. See your report's authority library to understand the full set of regulations that apply to your property.